Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting second. The shortstop, Rick Burleson. Batting third. The center fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting sixth. The catcher, Carlton Fisk. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rico Petrocelli. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Denny Doyle. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Dick Pohl. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Steve Bry. Batting second. The shortstop, Jerry Terrell. Batting third. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting fourth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Larry Heil. Batting sixth. The DH, Steve Braun. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mike Cubbage. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bill Singer. And now, play ball. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper takes first base on ball four. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson bunts towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burleson for the out. Cooper moves to second. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Yastrzemski for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doyle scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Carew reaches second base with a double. Terrell goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1 Red Sox. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger takes first base on ball four. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Carew steals third. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil takes first base on ball four. Weiniger moves to second. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carew scores. Weiniger scores. Heil moves to third. It's Red Sox, 3, Twins, 3. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Heil scores. Braun moves to third. It's 4-3, Twins. Reggie Cleveland now pitching. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Braun scores. Ford moves to third. It's 5-3, Twins. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall bunts towards the mound. Cleveland fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ford scores. Cubbage moves to second. It's 6-3, Twins. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-1 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Denny Doyle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doyle hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Singer covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 6, and the Red Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carew is called out on strikes. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Terrell. The throw from Fisk and he is safe. Terrell steals second. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Weiniger takes first base on ball 4. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Heil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terrell scores. Weiniger moves to second. It's 7-3, Twins. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Braun is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doyle settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-0 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Ford. Lynn reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a line drive into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a pop-up into left field. Heil settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Twins will come to bat. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cubbage hits a line drive into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-2 in the game. Bry hits a pop-up into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0-for-1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Heil. Evans reaches second base with a double. Fisk goes all the way around to score. It's 7-4, Twins. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Petrocelli takes first base on ball 4. Tom Bergmeier now pitching. Bobby Darwin pinch hits for Denny Doyle. Bobby Darwin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Darwin hits a line drive towards third. Cubbage catches it and throws to second to double up Evans. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Doug Griffin now playing second base. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Terrell hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Weiniger hits a line drive towards first. Yastrzemski reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Burleson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Carew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Lynn strikes out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops it up and throws to first, with Bergmeier covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 7, and the Red Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Hile takes first base on ball 4. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Rice. Ford reaches second base with a double. Hile moves to third. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cubbage is hit by the pitch. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields it and throws to home to get Hile. Ford moves to third. Cubbage moves to second. Two outs. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 0-for-3 in the game. Bry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Petrocelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ford scores. Cubbage scores. Randall moves to second. It's 9-4, Twins. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Rice hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fisk strikes out. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Weiniger fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to second. Two outs. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Montgomery now catching. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Weiniger hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Griffin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Hile is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hile is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Hile hits a fly ball into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin strikes out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Burleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Burleson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Red Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Hysa now playing third base. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Braun takes first base on ball 4. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Ford takes first base on ball 4. Braun moves to second. Mike Cubbage is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cubbage is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Cubbage is hit by the pitch. Braun moves to third. Ford moves to second. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Randall is hit by the pitch. Braun scores. Ford moves to third. Cubbage moves to second. It's 10-4, Twins. Tom House now pitching. Steve Bry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Bry hits a pop-up into center field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Terrell hits a line drive towards third. Hysa reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Carew is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynn is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cubbage fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Terrell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Larry Heil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heil is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Heil hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burleson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Braun hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hysa settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ford hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Montgomery is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montgomery is called out on strikes. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Evans hits a fly ball into center field. Bry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Hisa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hisa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doug Griffin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Griffin is 0-for-1 in the game. Griffin hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 4. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.